KTOO would like to acknowledge the Tlenedi, whose main crests are the raven and dog salmon, and the Wushkitan with the shark, wolf, and eagle as their main crests of the Akquan. We are on their ancestral homeland. Our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once Thailand and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who traveled to and from their homes with these Thailands, from these Thailands to fishing and hunting grounds and to gatherings in other villages, and who maintained smokehouses on the Thailands. The families of the Juneau Indian Village, like their ancestors, cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to the waterfront. KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices through the sharing of stories like these and the broadcast of the Tlingit language. Please excuse us for our mistakes and gunatish for your patience as we learn. So I'm Scott Burton, your host today here on Juneau Afternoon. Hope you're having a good one out there. To start off today's show, we're going to listen to a few of our latest community connection pieces. If community connection is new to you here on Juneau Afternoon, we're looking to you listeners to share personal stories on how you're spending your days and reflections or poetry or music about life in these strange times. Recording should be about 3 minutes or less, and no politics, please. So here's a new submission I want to play for you. Here's an intro to Tori. Tori Talley is a boat captain who spent her winter in Hawaii with the whales. She loves spending her time outdoors with her schnoodle pepper, playing board games with family, and drinking a good cup of tea with her best friend. Thank you, Tori, for giving me that language. I've never said schnoodle pepper on Juneau Afternoon before, and I like it. Here is Tori's community connection piece.
Hi, my name is Tori Talley, and I have generalized anxiety. My therapist says pretty much it means because of childhood trauma, my brain is in constant fight or flight mode. I immediately go to the worst possible scenario. While I'm working hard on retraining the way my brain thinks and releasing stress in healthy ways, I still have some anxiety left over that needs to get out. So for me, it manifests in three ways. Panic attacks, got those are under control, thank goodness, an eating disorder, and illness anxiety, also known as hypochondria. The first two are pretty self-explanatory, but illness anxiety, it's more than just being afraid of getting sick. It's an absolute panic of any kind of illness. Up until about a year ago, when I started working with a great new therapist, I would have full-blown toddler-style meltdowns over a headache, because to me, it meant I had brain cancer. Or when I got the flu, I knew I would die, because my anxiety is all about loss of control and not knowing what's happening. So, what's the worst thing that could happen to a recovering hypochondriac? A freaking worldwide pandemic where near nothing is actually known about it. The first month of this whole corona thing, I was living in Hawaii, feeling for the people of Wuhan, but in my own world. The second month, I was on a 30-day road trip from LA to Juneau, so I wasn't spending too much time paying attention to the news. Then I get back home and I'm getting ready to move to Huna for my summer job, when oh my God. Within a week, this has gone from me being calm and making stupid corona beer jokes to a worldwide pandemic, national emergency, and me imagining the green cartoon COVID-19 viruses inside my lungs, dancing and laughing at me for not panicking the past 2 months. I'm not trying to make light of a serious situation, and I'm very grateful to be healthy and home with family, and I know this is a trying time for everyone, but man, is it hard to feel like you've taken 100 steps back with the progress you've made with your mental health. Physically, my anxiety makes me tired, and I have a constant tightness in my chest, so the past week I've asked my boyfriend multiple times a day if he thinks I have the virus. It feels as if we're back in 2018, and I'm worried about that headache. My eating disorder is suffering too. All this alone time makes it a lot easier to let the negative self-talk back in. I'm sharing this for anyone else who might be feeling this way, struggling with their mental health. Even though we can't be with each other in person, it doesn't mean we're alone. My mom told me just yesterday that feelings are meant to be felt, even if they're bad. And if they're bad, to remember that literally thousands of people around the world are feeling the same way you are. And that's what makes us a part of this whole human community. We will make it through this together. So, you're allowed to feel sad, mad, hopeless, frustrated, disappointed, and scared. But in this time of social distancing, staying home, and being apart, I hope you all remember, you aren't alone.
All right, Tori, thank you for sharing that with us. And if you want to hear that again, it will be up after the show at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. And we have another one here from Emily Wall, who is a professor of English at the University of Alaska. She holds an MFA in poetry. She has 3 books of poetry, Flame, Live Aboard, and Freshly Rooted. She lives and writes in Douglas, Alaska, and she can be found online at www.emily-wall.com.
Hi, my name is Tori Talley, and I have generalized anxiety. My therapist is...
Stand by. Let me get Emily's up here for you.
I'm Emily Wall. I'm a professor of English at UAS and a mama to 3 girls. I've lived in Douglas for 23 years and listened to KTOO for every one of those years. Thank you to K2 and especially to Cheryl and Scott, who are working hard to connect us all to each other in this difficult time. And thank you to those of you who are hunkered down. You are making it safer for my girls. I'd like to read you a poem I wrote and invite you to write your own poems and share them with us on Facebook or Instagram. I thought it might be fun to write Where I'm From poems. These poems are simple. You just repeat the phrase where I'm from and then list the things around you, foods you eat, people you love, activities you are doing. Anything goes. It's a basic list poem and there's no wrong way to write a list. I'd like to read you the one I've been working on this week. Where I'm from in a time of quarantine. I am no longer from rushed mornings, pouring cereal, missing socks, packing lunches, go, go. I am no longer from driving on ice out to the university. I am no longer from getting impatient at the grocery store when the aisle is clogged with carts. I am no longer from gulping down a muffin in my car at the stoplight by the glacier because I'm no longer late for meetings. I am from listening. I am from sitting on the red sofa, a sleepy child on my lap, listening to her dream about a spaceship full of snakes. I am from learning to make homemade pretzels because my daughter's best friend made them with her mama and the 2 girls want to eat the same food. I am from making fairy houses, from 30-second dance parties, from walking to one end of the beach to the other. I am from listening. I am from wiping my daughter's tears because she won't have a 5th grade graduation. I am from explaining in detail what puberty means to my 8-year-old. I am from answering every single question. I am from packing bags of food to hand out at the food pantry. I am from listening to the story of the janitor who had to quit his job because he has asthma and is picking up the used Kleenexes of people who traveled just last week. I am from listening. I am from sitting by the fire with my husband in silence because we already know everything that happened in each other's days. I am from rubbing his feet, listening to the beautiful quiet. I am from listening to this long, sweet silence. I am from listening to the stories of my community, to the worries of my daughters, to the sound of rain hitting my window. And I am full of gratitude. Thank you guys for listening. And please consider writing your own I Am From poem and posting it on Facebook or Instagram. If you tag me, I can read your poem and give you a giant thumbs up.
All right. Thank you, Emily, so much for submitting that to Community Connection. And here is a selection from poet, filmmaker, scholar, actor, storyteller, husband, dad, and multidisciplinary artist Kagwosk Ishmael Hope, who's been posting on Facebook, and he gave us permission to share this.
How? Wasasiyatish the Kadyuhan? Yuke Hawe. Yak echa. Tlingit kainach yukagach tul sa art. Yak e awe at koa. Ayukatungi wutu sa ne. He. Ye awe, ye chayaka. Yaha yan wad. Guchtaka shu ye do a sog. Yak e a ka. At koa ha. Ayukatungi wutu sa ne. He. Ye awe. I was just saying how good it is to be sharing right now and that we're going to speak in our language. And one thing that I remember Joe Hotch saying, and he's one of our elders who's still among us, this amazing, amazing Tlingit speaker, is reminding us that now is the time for us to save our language. And so we're going to speak our language. So I was just thinking about the people from the beginning, from long, long, long time ago, and how much they loved each other. They loved each other. And so thinking about this, I think a lot of people probably know about the raven and the box of daylight story. And I'm not going to tell the whole thing, but it's like sometimes people make a teaching out of it. I think sometimes it's translated as parable. I don't feel wise enough to be telling parables. So I'll call it a teaching in English.
Gunlas Chish Kagwask. You can watch the rest of that video if you follow Ishmael Hope on Facebook. And I'll also embed it in today's Juno Afternoon Post. Directions on how to get great audio with your smartphone and submit to Community Connection, like we heard, which I really hope you all will, are at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows, and what's on the earth?